Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the editor-in-chief of the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. We appreciate him greatly. He joins us weekly. The films Sunset, Diane, and Be Natural, The Untold Story of Alice Guy Blaché, or Alice Guy Blaché, depending. Hi, David. How are you?
Okay, Jill. I'm doing all right. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing all right. Did you like the way that I didn't choose at all?
Yeah, very, very nice. Yeah. Well, we'll get to Alice Guy Blaché in a little while. I'd like to start out, actually. These three films today are very different from each other, but what they really have in common is that they all totally center on women, which is, as I frequently say, something that we need as much as we can get in the movies, which have always been a male-dominated enterprise, both in the making of them and in the subject matter that they deal with. But that's starting to change a bit, or yeah, it's been changing a bit. So I'm very pleased that we have three films this week, which are all out right now and which all really do center on women. So first of all, let us deal with Sunset, which is a movie by the very fine Hungarian filmmaker László Nemes. And his first film, which came out about 3 years ago, was quite a remarkable Holocaust movie called Son of Saul, which was about a Sonderkommando in a concentration camp, and it was about him and his son. And very, very powerful, intense drama. And the thing that really, and by the way, totally worth seeking out, a very, very powerful work. I thought it was one of the two or three very best movies of the year when it came out. And one of the distinguishing characteristics of that movie was that the camera stays right on the protagonist almost every second, right really close, and there's all these things happening around, some of which we only get from the sound of them, but we are always focused on that character, and it creates a sense of extreme psychological closeness and claustrophobia at the same time. Very powerful stuff. And I mention all that because the same technique comes into play in Sunset, which is the new movie by László Nemes, but this time applied to quite a different subject matter, although again it's a historical subject matter. So we have a main character in this film who is a young woman named Irish Leiter, and the camera stays right on her through almost the whole movie, but we have this whole, all these other surroundings going on while she is gliding through different environments, and the camera is gliding right along with her. And I'll repeat what I said, it creates at once a sense of extreme psychological closeness between us and our main character, Iris, and at the same time, a sense of claustrophobia, which is very appropriate since she, in fact, feels that the world is closing in on her in various ways. So, what is Sunset about? It is about a young woman who is in Budapest back in shortly before World War I, back in about 1913. And she arrives in Budapest wanting to get a job at a hat store. This is a movie which is very much about a hat store, a millinery. And she arrives there and she wants a job there, and we're not quite sure why she has come to this particular store or why she so desperately wants to work here. But we soon find out as she interviews for the job, which, by the way, she does not get, turns out that her family owned this hat store, her parents, but they don't own it anymore. There's now a new owner, a guy named Oscar Brill, and he doesn't want her to work there. And in fact, people, when they start to realize who she is, they're very surprised that she came back to this city at all, and this story that her parents owned, because there was some horrible scandal that took place that involved a fire and maybe somebody got killed. And little by little, as the movie proceeds, we are able to fit in the pieces and figure out what it was that happened and what the scandal was. She, in the meanwhile, is searching for her brother, Kalman, and it is unclear whether he is alive or dead. And the movie centers largely upon her moving about and interacting with different people and going to different places, all somewhat bewildered because she is not familiar with this territory at all, while she searches for her brother, tries to find out what his fate was, what has happened to him. And again, little by little, the mystery gets cleared up while other mysteries open up. around her. And that's basically what the movie is dealing with. And of course, all this time, the world is moving toward World War One. So it's very, very fascinating and mysterious and in some ways kind of obscure story. Sometimes you have to sort of struggle to figure out what's going on, but that makes it for me all the more intriguing. Also, by the way, all the time, the hat store, where some of the action of the film is actually centered, is moving toward its big 30th anniversary celebration. And sometimes it's hard to tell whether something that's going on is part of the celebration that's being planned and then is going on, fireworks and so forth, or whether there's actually maybe some sort of combat breaking out, because there's a lot of tension, some of it armed tension, in this city and in this place. Anyway, a movie, again, which is somewhat cryptic, somewhat hard to figure out at times, but absolutely riveting. I found it really fascinating to watch. Couldn't take my eyes off it. And again, technically, and I don't mean that you have to be somebody who appreciates the technical aspects of movie making to get this and to enjoy this, it is just a remarkable feat with the camera gliding and moving and taking us through this environment. We're not always jumping from one place to another as in most conventional films. We're gliding and sliding and swooping sometimes, and always with this young woman, who is, by the way, brilliantly played by a young actress named Yuli Yakup. So anyway, Sunset has my highest recommendation. It's a mysterious film in the very best ways. Turning to the next movie I want to talk about, which is totally based on women, it is simply called Diane. And it is written and directed by Kent Jones. Now, full disclosure here, I have known Kent for years and years and years. He's also a film critic. He now is program director of the New York Film Festival, which used to be my stomping ground many years ago when I was a member of the selection committee. And I've known Kent for a very, very long time, and I admire him. And I think it's just great. He's one of the occasional critics who becomes a real, genuine, actual filmmaker, and it now appears that he's becoming a real, genuine, actual, important filmmaker. He's made some documentaries before now, particularly a very good documentary called Hitchcock-Truffaut, which is based on the interaction of the great French filmmaker and critic François Truffaut and Alfred Hitchcock. Truffaut did a book-length interview with Hitchcock, which remains one of the essential documents on Hitchcock. Kent made a whole documentary film about this interaction between Truffaut and Hitchcock, which is, in fact, the interaction of a critic who became a filmmaker with another filmmaker. And now we have Kent himself now making his first fiction film as writer-director. And the reviews for Diane have been ecstatic, and I have to say they are mostly pretty well deserved. Diane is a movie about a 70-year-old woman named Diane, played by Mary Kay Place. And so I got to mention right now, this is not only a movie about a woman, which is always welcome because we don't have enough of them, but it's a movie about an older woman. You know, it's a movie more about my demographic than the demographic that most movies are aimed at nowadays, which is a young demographic. Here we have a movie which I think is any demographic can totally appreciate it and get into it. It's a beautiful movie. But we have a film which centers completely on an older woman and largely on her older friends and some relatives. So we have here a marvelous cast, including people like Estelle Parsons and Deirdre O'Connell and Glynis O'Connor and Joyce Van Patten, all these wonderful people playing people who are so much out of the kinds of people that we encounter in real, actual, everyday life. Diane, again, is an older woman. She is a very, very busy woman. She really keeps running around. She lives in, the movie was filmed in upstate New York, but it's supposed to take place in rural Massachusetts. And we have a lot of Diane getting into her car and driving from one place to another, going here, going there. She volunteers at a soup kitchen. She visits a sick relative, in fact, a dying relative in a hospital. And she interacts with her son, who is a young man and who is a drug addict. And she sometimes when she goes to see him and he's in such a daze that you wonder if he's going to actually survive the movie. I won't give that away. Well, maybe I will give that away. He does survive the movie. But one of the twists in the film is that she is always trying to get him out of his way from his drugs. He has been through, we find out she puts him into rehab again. He goes through rehab again. This is one of the, perhaps the biggest single challenge that she faces in the movie. And then eventually he succeeds in getting away from his drugs, but he becomes a born-again Christian and is now pushing religion at Diane, pushing his particular kind of religion at Diane and driving her crazy in a different way. She's not against any of this. She's delighted that this has gotten him out of his drug addiction, but it's turned him into kind of an obnoxious, pushy person at the same time. Anyway, that's one of the plot strings strands that runs through the movie. Another is her visits to her very, very sick relative, another older woman in a hospital, and we wonder how that's going to come out. And she's interacting with various other people along the way, including people at the soup kitchen where she volunteers, where there are some very, very moving scenes. The whole thing is just so beautifully acted, so beautifully filmed in a very, very, sometimes called vernacular filmmaking, in a very unflashy, unshowy way, but a very real and genuine and deeply felt way that draws us into Diane's life, into the occasional little triumphs that she has, into the occasional little defeats that she has. And she is by no means an unflawed character. A couple of times she goes out and she gets totally drunk, which is an interesting thing to see. Anyway, the things to look at in Diane include the spectacular performance by Mary Kay Place as the title character. She's been around for such a long time and she's such a good actress. Terrific to see her get in a role which is really worthy of her talents.
And to which she brings every speck of her talent. She's just a marvelous, marvelous actress. And all of the other performances. It's just a movie which is beautifully acted and beautifully filmed in a way that that just sort of gets to you without trying too hard. So many of today's movies, so many movies over the whole period of film history, work so hard to try to get to you. And it's wonderful to see a movie that succeeds so well in kind of touching you emotionally and intellectually and other ways in such a quiet way and such a genuine way. It's a really, really smart and heartfelt movie. And the final movie for today, which is a documentary, and it is called Be Natural, The Untold Story of Alice Guy Blanchet. And it takes its title from a sign that Alice Guy Blanchet hung up in her film studio, because she was, in fact, a movie maker herself. And she had a sign up there that said, be natural, not in the musical sense, like be natural, like be sharp or be flat or A flat or A sharp, but be natural, be yourself. And that was kind of her motto. Alice Guy Blanchet, and this movie is subtitled The Untold Story of Alice Guy Blanchet, but her story is getting told more and more. She's one of those forgotten figures who has been rediscovered, and I, at least as a film person, am always now running across references to her in various ways. But she was a real genuine pioneer of film history, who for a long time was almost completely overshadowed. One point that this movie makes over and over again is that the conventional film histories often didn't mention her at all, or mentioned her very inaccurately, or just mentioned her in passing, when in fact she was an enormously important figure way back in the very beginnings of film history. And this documentary, Be Natural, directed by Pamela B. Green, is a celebration of Alice Guy Blanchet, and also a history of Alice Guy Blanchet's extremely important place in film history. So the movies were born back at the very, very end of the 19th century, back in the 1890s, when the technology for making and showing motion pictures was first being developed. And it's right around that time that Alice Guy Blanchet came along. Her name at that time was Alice Guy, or Alice Guy. She was French. Later on, she married a Brit, and that's when she attached the Blanchet to her name, Alice Guy Blanchet. But she saw movies way back in the earliest days of movie making, and became captivated by this new technology. And she actually went out, even though she was a woman at a time when women didn't have a whole lot of the rights that they have nowadays, rights and opportunities. She went out and she decided to do something about it. She decided to get involved with the movies in some way. And she ended up making movies. She made one of the very, very first narrative movies ever made. It was just a very, very short film, a handful of minutes long, and a very sort of a little fairy tale type film, but it's one of the very first movies ever made that actually told a story. And then she went on from there, and she made many more films, and she actually started her own film studio. And from there, she had a very, very long and interesting history. She married this British guy named Herbert Blanchet, and together they eventually came to the United States, and they set up a studio in Fort Lee, New Jersey, which is still an important place for television. And to some extent in movies on the East Coast. And they did a whole lot of work there, and then there was a fire at that studio, and there were various ups and downs in her career. But the bottom line is, Alice Guy Blanchet was a French woman who started her career in France, eventually came to the United States, and then went back to France, and during this time was active not only as a filmmaker, a movie director, but as a movie producer and as actually a studio head. And again, all this was a very, very long time ago, and she certainly did not keep thriving into the modern era of film. But she was active for many, many years and was really a key player in the very, very earliest years of film history. And the movie, the new documentary about her, Be Natural, the untold story of Alice Guy Blaschet, celebrates her achievements and gives a history of her achievements. And if you're interested in film or if you're interested in women who were really, really way ahead of their time in terms of a very important art and industry, namely motion pictures, then the untold story of Alice Guy Blaschet is a story that deserves to be told, and this movie is a movie that deserves to be seen. I have to say, about the film I am now discussing, Be Natural, the untold story of Alice Guy Blaschet, it has a flaw, and the flaw is that it is wildly overproduced. It is constantly leaping about in time, leaping about in space. It is full of little snippet shots of interviews and talking heads and historical footage and archive footage and interview material with Alice Guy Blaschet herself discussing her career when she was an old woman. It is just leaping about so much that it's almost hard to follow at times. Your eyes have to be leaping about the screen for more than an hour and a half just to see who is this who's talking right now. Ooh, there was just a little label down there. Anyway, the movie is overproduced. It is over busy, and I found it kind of aggravating to watch in that respect. But otherwise, it's a very, very interesting movie. It is an old story which really does deserve to be told over and over again. I wish this movie did a somewhat calmer job of that, but it's full of really interesting material, and it's marvelous to see the old Alice Guy Blaschet discussing her career and remembering things that happened. And it's just a very entertaining documentary, if it takes a bit too much effort to watch. I had a good time with it. So those are my three woman-centered stories this week, Jill.
Thank you very much for your women-centered stories. David Sterrett, Films in Focus, the films Sunset, Diane, and Be Natural, the untold story of Alice Guy Blaschet, or Alice Guy Blaschet.